From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. The corks will be popping in Montecito on Thursday because the Duchess of Sussex will have awakened to the news that she's victorious in her privacy battle against the Mail on Sunday. Amid legal twists and some fresh evidence popping up from a former key aide, judges dismissed the newspaper's appeal and ruled Meghan should be paid damages over the publication of extracts of a letter to her estranged father, Thomas Markle. We're joined on the line by the Evening Standard's courts correspondent, Tristan Kirk, to help us unpick today's events. Tristan, could you give us your York Notes guide to why the case was brought in the first place?
So Meghan sent a letter to her father back in August 2018, essentially pleading with him to stop talking to the press and leaking stories. Now, she said that she had an expectation of privacy in that letter, that it was never supposed to be a public document, as it were. And so she brought a legal claim against the media group, saying that they had breached her privacy and infringed on her data protection rights by running extracts of the letter in their article. The Mail on Sunday countered that by saying that their articles were essentially a right of reply for Thomas Markle. And they also challenged whether the letter sent by the Duchess was actually had an expectation of privacy or whether certain aspects of it had been inadvertently put into the public domain by her.
And then this legal action began in 2019, but it wasn't a full trial. What happened when this came to court?
The starting point for this legal case was Meghan filing a claim against the publishers of the Mail on Sunday, the Mail Online, breach of privacy, data protection, invasion of her privacy. What happened then was there was a series of preliminary legal scuffles over how this case was going to play out, what evidence might be called, where the battlegrounds were going to be and where the lines were going to be drawn. The culmination of all those preliminary hearings was earlier this year, when the Duchess applied to strike out the defence to her claim and essentially to win the claim outright, when she argued that the Mail on Sunday effectively had no workable defence to her arguments, and she asked the judge to conclude that she should be given summary judgment and that should be an end of the matter. The judge at that stage agreed with her. He said that the Mail on Sunday had no workable defence, that it should pay substantial damages to Duchess and run a full-page apology and delete any of the articles that it had run. And that takes us from that point on to today's appeal, where the Mail on Sunday publishers were appealing against that decision and effectively trying to revive the legal battle. And they argued that the judge had come to the wrong decision, that he'd gone wrong in his analysis, and that there'd been some new evidence come to light, which put a different slant on proceedings. Now, having assessed all those arguments and heard that appeal, the three judges in the appeal court decided that the original judge, back at the start of this year, had come to the right conclusion, and so upheld the victory for Meghan.
We also had what would be described in journalese as bombshell evidence, adding to the bad blood in this case.
There was the bombshell evidence, if you can describe it that way, of Jason Knauf, who's the former communications secretary to Meghan and Prince Harry. Now, he had initially stayed out of the legal battle and not been a key witness in the case. He came forward after the ruling to strike out the case and revealed a number of things during the appeal that certainly to the public and to newspapers were very interesting indeed. Meghan had sent a draft of her letter that lay at the heart of this case to Mr. Knauf, and he had offered his opinion. But in her messages, she had said that she contemplated the idea that it may well be leaked by her father. You know, she had certainly considered that this was a letter that might in the future become public. And she had, according to Mr. Knauf, done various things with that in mind. So numbered the pages so that we couldn't publish three pages and not the other two. She made sure to end the letter on half sentences so that that couldn't be presented as the end of a page. And she'd effectively written every single word with a view that it may well at some point become public. Now, that casual observer may seem to go to the very heart of this case, because this was about whether a letter should or shouldn't have become public, and if somebody had written it with an eye on it maybe becoming public in the future, then perhaps that's the central question. And indeed, that was where the Mail on Sunday actually argued in its appeal. But that's not really the heart of the case. Because the central question in this is when the Mail on Sunday and the Mail Online were publishing their articles, publishing extracts of those letters, whether those articles were actually doing the thing that they said they were going to be doing, i.e. Offering a right of reply to Mr. Markle, or whether it was more about sensational revelations of the letter. And so to have an effective defence in this kind of a case, you need to have argued successfully that you have a public interest in running these articles rather than some sort of sensational disclosures.
So the case looks to be over, but Associated Newspapers are saying they're considering an appeal to the Supreme Court. Barring that, it's back to the original judge to work out damages and legal costs. And the firm Megan's instructed doesn't come cheap. Do you have any idea of payout figures?
We've already learnt that the previous hearings in this case that Megan's run up something like £1.5 million worth of costs in fighting this case. That was before the appeals were heard. So I think we could reasonably expect the costs to have headed upwards towards the £2 million mark, if not beyond that. The level of damages hasn't yet been set in this case. And so that will be for further argument to be ventured.
How come we've not seen either the Sussexes or Mr. Markle take the stand?
That's the kind of thing that might have happened if this case had gone to trial. It could have been Megan giving evidence. I think it was almost inevitable that Thomas Markle would have been called to give his side of the story. And we may even have seen Prince Harry up on the witness box explaining his part in all of this and the, sort of the private discussions that he may have had with his wife about the letter. Why haven't we seen that? Because that was something that would have happened at the trial itself. And this case has been brought to perhaps what you could describe as a premature end. So the judge threw it out, the appeal court said there was no defence, and therefore there's no justification for having a trial.
You can read Tristan's report in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Friday at 4 p.m.